The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
We've been travelling with our taste buds the last few weeks, and we've been to Sicily and we were in Donegal last week. But today we're going to go to Mexico, and to transport us to Mexico, we have Lily Ramirez Foran. Good afternoon, Lily.
Good afternoon, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And you're a cook and founder of Picado Mexican, which is both a grocer and a cooking school. And that's on South Richmond Street in Dublin. Correct. Now, Lily, if you can paint the picture first, and I could be wrong, but I imagine that in Mexico, it's a bit like the Italians, that food is a very social kind of boisterous affair, everyone gathering and that?
It is, yeah. I think when I moved to Ireland 20 years ago, almost 21 years ago actually, that was the first thing. I was very shocked that your life revolves around the pub, while our life revolves around a table full of food. And it's very family-centred. So we're changing a little bit here, and it's lovely to see it. I think the pandemic forced us to do this again. Mexico is very much all about food. We do drink a lot as well, but around the food. We love margaritas and tequila and mezcal. It's all about food. And it's all very fresh and made. I think we all get involved in making food as well, which is a nice thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Lovely. And now we're going to talk about tacos today and various elements of them. I feel, Lily, that you'd like to get off your chest first what a taco is not.
Yes, sorry. Anyone who knows me knows these rants, so I apologise. But yeah, I think I get very exercised when I see tacos as this representation of a crispy kind of shell that's full to the rim with some means mean concoction, truckload of cheese and a lot of stuff in it. And that's really not what a taco is for a Mexican. For a Mexican, when we talk about a taco, we talk about a soft corn tortilla that's fluffy and warm. And it's, you know, not stuffed to the rim. That's very important. I'm married to an Irish man, and 20 years it's taken me to get grill into his head. You can't overfill a taco. You have to kind of pace yourself. We also have taquizas, which have, you know, three or four taco fillings at the table. So if you overfill your tacos, you won't get to taste everything on the table. So you put a little bit of filling and then all the toppings, crown it with a delicious salsa. And that's what a taco is. This crispy stuff is really not.
I'm guessing you don't eat nachos either in Mexico, do you? Is Tex-Mex what we would have had a lot of in Ireland when you came? Is that what we would have understood as Mexican food?
Yes, it's a version of Tex-Mex. And I have to be very careful about these, because there's nothing wrong with Tex-Mex. Yeah. Tex-Mex is a delicious, very, very delicious American, regional American type of food. And same with Calimex. There's nothing wrong with them. They're delicious, as long as you don't want to pass them by Mexican, because they're not really.
Okay, I hear you. Now, so then, if we talk about tacos, and I suppose if we do a soft tortilla here, it tends to be like, for most people, it's a wheat wrap you'd buy in the shop. Are you okay with that, or should we be going for like blue corn tortillas or whatever?
Well, if I'm a purist, and you'd might sense that by now, I have to, right? Because I feel like I have to set the record straight. I would go for a soft corn tortilla 100%. And I actually think it suits the Irish palate a lot. And also the fact that we have so many celiacs in Ireland, and corn, Mexican food in general, is really, really celiac friendly. Because it's basically based on corn, and corn is naturally gluten-free. So if I was to be very strict, I would go for corn, either white, yellow, or blue, you know.
Okay.
We've loads of different varieties. But there's, you know, you have to be also realistic, and what you can get on an everyday, you can actually do get a wheat tortilla. And actually, I'm from the north part of Mexico, from a city called Monterrey. And Monterrey is we're about 5.5 million people in a very very busy city. And the north part of Mexico eats a lot of wheat wraps, or we call them wheat tortillas. They're slightly different to what you would get in a supermarket. We make them from scratch. There's usually butter involved, which is amazing. Makes them delicious.
You never go wrong with butter, yeah.
No, you don't. You can't. And we have the most amazing dairy in Ireland. So, you know.
Absolutely.
Tortillas made with Irish butter would be delicious.
And listen, you've given us a recipe for tortillas, and we'll put all the recipes up on the website. But mm-hmm. we won't get bogged down in the making of the tortillas right
yes.
now. But for people who want to, it's there. But let's talk about the various things you can do. And you were talking there about having different fillings there for mm-hmm. within one meal, but also tacos is something you can kind of do for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Yes.
Yes, totally. You know, if you ask a Mexican, we'd get away with having tacos on every meal. They're so versatile. And mm-hmm. like for breakfast, you can have like a scrambled egg taco with a fresh, freshly made salsa. You can have chorizo and scrambled egg tacos. You can have, you know, spicy potatoes, stuffed tacos. You can have almost anything. If you think of a sandwich, you
yeah.
can actually put anything on a sandwich. It's the same with a taco. You can put anything, and they're great for leftovers as well.
Yeah, okay, all those breakfasts sound absolutely mm. amazing. I presume you would be against what we call the breakfast burrito. Probably kind of a bit overstuffed for you, is it?
Yeah, I think it's just, again, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, if you need soakage, and let's face it, sometimes we all do, they're great, right? If they're made lovely. But for Mexicans, you know, we do have in Chihuahua we have something, and Sonora they make burritos, but they're very different to what we see here in Ireland as a burrito.
Okay. Mm. Now, so then if we get to that's breakfast.
Yes.
In terms of lunch or dinners, I believe a weekend gathering lunch or dinner would be that you would slow roast meat, and then people do their tacos with that. And you've given us a recipe for a slow roast pork in guajillo adobo. Okay,
yes.
So just tell me a little bit about that. So a lot of chilies in the adobo,
yeah,
I gather.
I love that recipe, because we tend to be afraid of chilies in Ireland, and we need to understand that chilies are not all about heat, and most of the time they're all about flavor. So this recipe has three different chilies, two dry, one that's been that's tinned. It's started life as a fresh chili, then it got dried, and then it got rehydrated in this beautiful tomato and white wine vinegar sauce. So it's a great way to show people that you can use three different chilies in this adobo, which, you know, it's just a marinade that you do for your pork, and yet it's fruity and it has depth of flavor and it has a little bit of heat, but it's not going to kill anyone. If
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah, we tend to go all or nothing here with the old chilies, don't we? So there's a more complex world to be discovered there. And then tell me about the salsa. I believe that like every family guards their salsa recipe very carefully.
Yeah, this is a really culture thing. Any Mexican listening is going to smile, because every family has a core, you know, set of recipes that they feel they belong to them, you know. And salsas are like heirlooms. It's something that you pass down from mother to daughter and from father to son through generations. And we don't really like sharing them. It feels like, you know, it's a weird, and I think it's because it comes from Mexico being, you know, in general a poor country, and people, inheritance becomes not about money or land. It becomes about, you know, things like a salsa.
Yeah, okay,
so if you have a 2,000 taco trucks on a strip of in Mexico, the one with the longest queue will be the one with the best salsa. So a salsa can break and make a business. It's a very, very odd thing. If you married into a family that has a very particular salsa recipe, it could take 2 or 3 grandchildren before you let into the recipe.
Yeah, it's like brown bread recipes in Ireland. It can take years to get them out of granny. Did I forget to mention this, and did I forget to mention that? Okay, and you are very generously are giving us a salsa recipe, and again we will put that up on the website. But before you go, we probably should talk about guacamole. So Mexicans do actually eat guacamole. It is a thing and everything. Is it the same as how it is here? Or?
Yeah, I think I've seen a lot of recipes here with garlic, and we don't really do raw garlic in or any type of garlic in guacamole. But yeah, generally, you know, how difficult it is to mash up an avocado and add some lovely things to it. So we do, yes. It's just I haven't eaten avocados for a while because there's a lot of environmental and ethical issues around avocados in the last 5 years. So I've consciously decided not to be one of those. But, you know, if you do want, just choose your avocados well and mashed up an avocado. I particularly in my family, we like avocados mashed up really finely. We don't like lumpy guacamole. And the one thing I'd say, we almost every guacamole recipe would have fresh tomatoes chopped up and onion and a bit of chili, whether red or green. But then you have to worry about the guacamole going really, really dark very quickly. So most people would add lime juice. And it's important to know that, yes, lime juice works really well, but it's quite a harsh, acidic food to add in. So in my family, we'd add pomegranate seeds or like fresh pineapple chopped in tiny, tiny bits. So they do the exact same thing as lime, but they add other flavors and they add texture to your guacamole. So it's a great way to do it.
Okay. If anyone feels okay about eating an avocado after what you just told us there. Listen, Lily, I could talk to you all day. This is fantastic. And I actually do feel a little bit transported. And there are loads of questions here from people and I don't have time, but will you come back in again soon? And maybe we'll get through some questions and talk about some other stuff. I really enjoyed that. Lily Ramirez-Foran, thank you so much.